And that music from the movie A Beautiful Mind was written by James Horner.
He also wrote the scores for Titanic, Field of Dreams, and more than 100 other film and TV programs.
Yesterday, a plane registered in his name crashed in a remote area near Santa Barbara, killing the pilot. It's presumed that pilot was Horner.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this remembrance of the 61-year-old Oscar-winning composer.
For the past few decades, James Horner was the go-to composer for movie directors wanting to tug the heartstrings of audiences, like he did for the epic love story Titanic, or to make scenes more tense, like he did for the science fiction flicks like Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and Aliens. Over the years, Horner contributed to the soundtracks of so many other memorable movies, Braveheart, Apollo 13, Glory. He won 2 Academy Awards and was nominated for 8 others. Horner talked to NPR in 1997 about his process.
The first thing that I try and find is the emotional content of the film, the tone of the film, and what instruments, what sounds are going to paint for me the emotions that I feel.
Horner was born in Los Angeles. He studied at London's Royal College of Music before moving back to California in the 1970s. One of his first movie gigs was Battle Beyond the Stars for Roger Corman. Horner scored other science fiction movies. Here he is in a documentary about the making of the 1986 movie Aliens.
Writing a melody, in its simplest terms, takes 2 seconds. The hard part is weaving a carpet that lasts exactly a certain amount of time. And in that time, I have to acknowledge maybe 36, 38 events. Gunfire, people dying, a monster dying, whatever the things are. It relies on exact timings to the hundredth of a second so that the music matches the picture.
Scoring Aliens was a rocky road, according to both Horner and James Cameron, who wrote and directed the film.
The score is brilliant, but we both had a little bit of a resentment coming out of that experience.
Cameron says over the years, that resentment faded into collaboration. When he was asked to direct Titanic, he wanted to bring on the best movie composer he knew. That was James Horner.
James was always on a quest to introduce new sounds, whether they were vocal, whether they were indigenous percussion. He'd work with ethnomusicologists to find new sounds, new voices, new instrumentation. So it never ended.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
To create the score for Titanic, Horner mixed orchestral instruments with voice synthesizers and Irish Ilian pipes. Cameron says his friend was a very technical but also sensitive composer.
He never lost sight of the necessity for grandeur and power. I mean, ultimately, I think it boils down to being emotional. You know, James had a huge heart, and that comes through in his music.
Horner went on to work with Cameron on the blockbuster 2009 movie Avatar and was preparing to score upcoming Avatar sequels. James Horner may be gone, but fans can still look forward to his music on 3 feature movies coming out soon. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.